Welcome to the Road Rage. The following segment is rated PG.
R.
It's rated PG 41. So
that's not good.
Yeah, so you have been forewarned about about this deal. This is the story, Ramona, of Monique Love.
Oh, is that a real name?
I don't know. It says it is.
Sounds like
it's actually Monique Love Turnbull. If I told you, Ramona, that someone's name was Monique Love, what would you expect her occupation to be?
Stripper.
See, I would too. Now, this woman is a little large to be a stripper.
Well, to each his own.
Well, maybe, but people have to pay for stuff, you know, and so there aren't many 400-pound strippers. At least I'm not aware of any 400-pound strippers. Maybe there is. Maybe there's a club called the Club 400.
God. I'm so scared right now.
Club 400 with extra strong poles.
I'm so afraid.
But Monique Love Turnbull is actually not a stripper. She's 31. She's from Miami, Florida. She's not a stripper. She's a scammer. Despite her 400 pounds, she's a scammer. A Florida woman scammed seniors out of thousands of dollars. Now, there's nothing nice about that. That's
I'm not liking this already.
That's awful. But that's not the part that draws our Road Rage's particular interest today. It's the rest of the story. Because the headline, Ramona, is Florida woman lodged thousands of dollars inside body cavity after allegedly scamming senior.
No. Didn't we have another body cavity story not too long ago?
Yeah, we love them. Oh. A Florida woman accused of posing as a bank representative to scam a senior citizen allegedly carried the scheme all the way to jail, where authorities said they found $3,200 in cash hidden inside her body. But wait.
Oh, no.
But wait.
No, I don't want to know.
Monique.
That's enough information for me. I'm sure
enough.
Not for the texters.
That's right.
But for me.
Monique Love Turnbull, 31, of Miami, was arrested after Martin County Sheriff's Office deputies alleged she showed up at a senior citizen's home pretending to work for the alleged victim's bank. The MCSO said that Turnbull told the victim the account had been compromised and tried to obtain the person's debit or credit card under the guise of disposing of it. The alleged victim became suspicious, contacted law enforcement. While deputies investigated, they received another call identifying Turnbull as a possible suspect in a similar case, according to MCSO. Deputies located Turnbull driving near Interstate 95 before she could leave Martin County and arrested her on fraud charges Monday during a traffic stop. On a MCSO body cam video. Must have been a big body cam video. Turnbull faces charges of scheme to defraud, felony use of a two-way communication device, and fraudulent use of a credit or debit card without consent involving a victim 60 or older, according to MCSO. The case took another turn, though, after Turnbull was brought to jail.
That's just wrong in so many levels.
It's about to get way more wrong.
Yeah.
Authorities say Turnbull entered the prison with $3,200 in cash lodged in her vagina.
Oh, come on.
It's not clear
who
the money was taken from, but for now, it's all accounted for and sealed in evidence, the MCSO said in a social media post.
Who had to account for it?
Keep in mind, I'm reading from the article, keep in mind, at some point, the cash will be back in public circulation.
Oh, dear God.
It will not. No. We cannot have that. No. This money has to be set on fire, never to be in circulation again.
Yeah,
there is no way.
That.
There are some things you just can't clean up, okay? Now, first of all, Ramona, I am puzzled by this whole situation because I am looking at a table that is filled with these bills. These are not, there's not like any thousands in here. There are a lot of bills on this table. So when you somehow extracted the $3,200 from Monique Love's vagina, what did you do next? Okay. I need to
throw
know.
Up.
No. Okay. I need to know. I see all these bills laid on the table. Did they just go from the big V to the table? Did you use one of those like home shopping steam cleaners on it first? You know, did you steam clean it and then set them out on the table to dry them? I'm not sure. I am, you know, Ramona, the old bills can be a little bit discolored, but I'm really a little bit concerned.
I'm not sick.
I'm a little bit concerned about the particular color of these bills. And maybe the health and well-being of Miss Monique Glove. I'm very concerned about the shade of these various bills, Ramona, because they look some very odd colors to me. But my big answer to this is, oh, no, hell no, you're not putting those bills back in circulation. You can't do that to an unsuspecting world. It's not fair, Ramona. There's no way. Now, look, this woman is 400 pounds, all right? And I don't think that she's been getting I'm guessing now, she may be called Monique Love, but I'm guessing she hasn't been getting a lot of love. Therefore, Ramona, I am puzzled by how you could fit $3,200 in that particular body cavity.
Again, don't be. Why are you?
I am puzzled.
What? You're overthinking this.
Well, no, Ramona, listen. If you have room to store $3,200 down there, then maybe that's where you keep your pots and pans, too.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking that's one of the places you store things. If you could fit $3,200, are you seeing this? Have you looked it up yet, Ramona?
I'm trying to look it up, but yeah. I'm really afraid to click on this.
Yeah, no,
stuff.
You need to see the table. You need to see the table with the bills laid out.
Which one do I click on that shows the table?
Go.
The very first one.
Well, you should be looking for the New York Post article. Is that what you have?
All right, give me a second.
Yeah, look for the New York Post article, and you'll see her mugshot there. She's a thick woman, thick and evil, and has a lot of storage space. She's Ben Milstead is over at the window shaking his head.
Oh, I thought he was gone.
He was gone.
Oh no, he came back. To shame you? Ben, I thought you were already good and gone and home by this time. I stretched out as long as I could. Sorry.
Ramona tried to head this off. She tried. Did you find the table yet, Ramona?
No, I can't. I mean, I put it up New York Post, but Instagram came up. Should I just click on that one?
I guess. I don't know. As long as you find the table with all the bills laid out. I could count all these bills, but I'm just thinking this is an abnormal amount of storage area in that particular area of a body. This you should not have room for $3,200. There's just this is a lot of storage space, but again, there's no way. I don't want those bills. If you gave me those $3,200, I'm sorry. I don't want them. I do not want those bills. We know where those bills have been, and I'm just I don't like the color of those bills, Ramona. I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about the entirety of the thing. I'm also concerned about the individual, the woman whose job it was to remove those bills. Did you see the table, Ramona?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of bills, wouldn't you think?
That's a lot of paper.
Yes. that's an abnormal amount of storage, correct? Now It's a lot. It's a lot. And look, let me just explain something. You want to get in
that's
on
just wrong.
Yeah, you want to get in the text line on this? You are entitled to. You are not entitled to get in on the phone line on this.
Yes.
I'm not taking any calls related to this.
Right.
Okay? No calls because Milstead's head's always already turned around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
I thought he'd be already gone.
I walked back there to tell him about this, and he wasn't in his office.
Oh,
so you know, then it becomes, you know, for the greater good.
God.
Keanu was also over here shaking his head.
He was.
I told you earlier I had a story.
Yeah, you were in the other room.
Yeah, I had a story.
I didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. So in any case, she's in jail, and by the way, there's a picture of her down below, Ramona, with her stomach exposed.
Oh God.
Yeah, this was during the arrest. What is she wearing there? She has her whole bare midriff exposed there. It was during the arrest. That's an interesting choice of clothes that Monique Love had on. In any case, no word whether she was also carrying any credit cards or anything else down there.
God. We'll be getting lost.
That's right. We'll be back.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall, August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 210 Fern Street, right here in Easley. The Roar, the Upstate Sports Authority.
Hey, let me tell you about Easoco. Hey, let's get real, man. We just talked about it. It's 150. All right, the heat's officially here to stay in the Upstate. She does have some advantages. You know, when she's going to look for a home, she doesn't have to worry about extra storage space.
No third bedroom.
No walk-in closets. She has a walk-in closet. She comes equipped with a walk-in closet.
It says in this video that they charged her extra for bringing contraband into the jail.
Oh, hell yeah, that's contraband. That's as contrabandish as it gets.
And then
that's the most contrabandish of anything I've ever heard.
It says that the sheriff's office joked that she had her own private ATM. This is wrong. It's wrong. The stuff they see, I'm telling you.
You know it's bad when the sheriff's department themselves are making jokes.
They have to. What else would you do?
Again, I can't imagine the person whose job it was to extract this. The woman whose job it was to extract this, oh my God, I feel just terribly sorry for her. Because for the rest of these people, that money is no good anymore. For that woman, her arms are no good anymore. Can I amputate them?
Oh, my God.
Ramona asked me during the break, how is Ben? Did I go down to resuscitate him? I said, yeah, I got Keanu to perform mouth-to-mouth.
We had to revive him.
I had to let him die.
We had to revive him. He needed emergency help.
That's right. The texts on this are Garnet Gold coming to you in a second. Tiger Harley said, oh, Ben, LOL. Tiger said she's a walking ATM. Texas said we went off the air for a minute. Tell Ben to leave stuff alone. people want more of this. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I'm getting that white noise. Oh, I'm sorry. You missed some good, really good stuff. You have to go back to the other. Texas said 401k has another meaning now. That's just wrong. Texas said. I looked up the Malik Love story, shocked at all the rolled quarters she stored. I was expecting hundreds. Oh, no. Yeah, there were a lot of bills, a lot of storage space. People think that Ben intentionally got us off air, Ramona. Ben, stop. They're like, leave it alone. Dixon said, that's where my wallet went.
Oh, no.
Then that wall is no good either. That's gone. Texter said she can put a Mini Cooper inside there. I'd love to read 607, but I can't read that. Although I did think it. Texter said she's a kangaroo wall. It might be. Might be. Oh, what is this? Oh, I don't know. I'll have to figure that out later. Let me get to Garnet Gold. His White Sox are they're losing, are they not, to the Braves? What is this? 2-0 still? Are we in the ninth?
Yeah.
Iglesias is on, so I would guess so. Garnett in goal.
Yeah, top of the ninth, 2-0. We're going to the bottom now. We only have one hit.
One hit? Wow.
Yeah, one hit. Holmes, I think is the guy's name for Atlanta that was pitching, curly-haired guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he allowed a hit in the seventh, and they pulled him. But, yeah, no, not there. I wanted to see the team that was playing Minnesota, not the team that we're playing today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Minnesota swept them, which I was shocked.
Yeah, that is pretty shocking, getting swept by the 20s.
Yeah, yeah, we've got them next weekend. We got y'all this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
There is no y'all, okay? First of all,
no.
There's no y'all. You can save all the y'all stuff. Although my y'alls have been playing better of late. The Mets are actually playing good baseball right now, believe it or not.
Yeah, and we're not. We're we lose this. That's 3 out of 4. 2 out of 3 to Chicago, and then this makeup game against Atlanta when we won the first two and Atlanta wasn't playing great, and you know we were kind of starting our push. But Murakami's up right now, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we have it on the monitor. We have it on the monitor.
Okay, yeah. You may be ahead of me or behind me. I don't know, but yeah, I've got a little streaming thing that I can watch all the Chicago games on. So
yeah, you might be ahead of me because that's not who's up.
Okay, well, yeah, I must be because this is Murakami was the first batter of the inning.
Oh well, then you're behind me.
Okay, well I'm behind you then. Okay, right. yeah, I'm like a 30-second delay on this streaming
because Vargas is up.
Okay, yeah, that'd be after Murakami, yeah. Yeah, no, my streaming service is a little bit behind, so I have to cut off my notifications on ESPN because I'll get, you know, notifications about scores, and I don't want them whenever I'm watching the ball game. Not at all. So I don't know. I mean, it's past week hasn't been great for us, but hopefully we can rebound against not your New York Metropolitans.
That's right. Again, it's not my New York Metropolitans.
Yeah, you pulling for the White Sox now, right?
I am. I'm pulling. You know what? Baseball might not think this is good for baseball, but I mean, if we wound up with a Brewers White Sox World Series, I think it'd be fun. But I.
Yeah. I mean, and also,
it would defy a lot of what the conventional wisdom is about the nature of the game that, you know, only the Dodgers can win.
Right. Well, we were picked to win like 60 games this year. Yeah. During the pre-stuff, and I said 75, and I was like really reaching. But hey, I mean, I'm happy with it right now. And we make the playoffs. I mean, what kind of turnaround in 2 years? You lose 121, and then bam, you come back and you win. Even though the division's terrible, even if you're 5 games over .500, it's still winning the division.
Yeah.
And I would have took 5 games over .500 anyway, even if we didn't win the division.
That's right. That's right.
That would have been great. So, but I put in a little teaser bet. I put $5 on Venable to win the AL MVP. Not MVP, I'm sorry, AL Manager of the Year. And it pays me out like $30.
Game's over. The Braves win 2-0.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Ben Attendee's up at the bat now, so yeah.
No, he's not, actually.
I figured as much, so yeah.
He's not actually up to bat now.
He's not now. He grounded out or flew out or something. Yeah. Okay.
Iglesias struck out the last two hitters.
Yeah. So you were talking about the degenerate thing a little bit earlier, and I have kind of a, I'm still thinking about it, but I want to put some money on Concepcion to win Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
I think that's possible.
Yeah. Because I took Reuben Bain, obviously, because of being a Bucks fan, but I took Bain to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year. But yeah, I'm kind of leaning toward Concepcion. I think Love has the best odds. That's going to depend on health and stuff too. But yeah, I like Concepcion. He was great in college. And there's the strikeout, and yeah, I see it now. But yeah,
he didn't believe us, Ramona. He thought somehow that we were watching it ahead of him, but he didn't believe us. He somehow thought they were going to rally, despite the fact we told him the game was actually over. But he's still watching.
I believed you. Yeah. I'm just saying that's how far the delay is for me seeing it. So we're 3.5 games up on the Twins now. And we got the Twins coming up next weekend, so we're going to at Minnesota. We got you guys, or not your guys, and then we have Texas, and then we have the Twins. Yeah. But we get a day off finally. I think we've played like 14 straight games because of this makeup. It's supposed to be a day off, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we can take care of those Metropolitans and take care of those 20s and get back up to at least 4 or 5 games by the end of next week.
Yeah, I mean, you had a great season. I see no reason to think you're not going to continue to play well. Everybody goes through little stretches.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Well, last thing, I'll throw this in real quick. Oh, I texted in earlier on Quark's show about the thing about, you know, what's the most petty thing you did. And I get, this wasn't really petty. This was more of just I hate the Gators so much. I was on a date with this girl. I hadn't really known her. It was just like a friend setup kind of thing. And we went out to eat dinner. So what do you want? Let's go get sushi. Awesome. Let's go get sushi.
That was your first mistake. You're in trouble. There's your first mistake.
Oh, my gosh. I love sushi.
Oh, God,
anyway,
no.
I've
lost all respect for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't like asparagus or any of that stuff, though. Or what's the other ones? The little small ones that are green that look like
Brussels sprouts?
Bulbs. Oh, terrible.
Okay. Well, now I gained a little bit of respect back for you.
Terrible. Okay. I do like chicken livers, though.
Now I lost the respect I just gained back for you with the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to eat sushi. I didn't have my Florida State tattoo
Monique,
at the time. You know,
Monique Love is where Brussels sprouts are created.
Oh, gosh. So we're chatting and, you know, and blah, blah. And I'm like, you like football? She's like, oh, well, college football is my thing. She's like, freaking love college football. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, who do you pull for? I'm thinking Clemson or South Carolina because she lives here. Of course, she probably thought the same thing about me. She said, Steve Spurrier, Florida Gators, the greatest era in the 90s of college football was the Gators that Steve Spurrier was a coach of. I said, I said, I got to run to the restroom real quick. And I just left and left the check with her.
No, come on. You did not do that. Making that up. Come on.
No, I am not.
You're just making
that up. Absolutely.
Okay, now I lost more respect for you.
And this is back
can't do that. Come on, man.
It wasn't text messaging or anything back then. It was phone calls. You know, this is like 2000, 2001. And she called the house. I was still living at home at the time. And my dad was like, there's a mad female. I want to talk to you. And I was like, oh, my God. So I answered it. I paid her back for my part. I ended up paying her back for my part, at least.
That was big of you.
Yeah.
You know, all these calls all the time, people like you, have respect for you. Now this call, you've gone and ruined your entire reputation in every way.
I was like 20.
The only saving grace, Ramona, is the hatred for Brussels sprouts. All the rest of it, the sushi, the chicken livers, the whatever else, you know, the ditch and the chick in the middle of dinner and just walking off. Come on, man.
I paid my part. I apologize. I paid my part. I said, but I can't date you because I would never date and marry
Well,
again,
hey,
man.
Look, let's be honest. As soon as she found out you ate chicken livers and all this other stuff, she was going to dump you anyway.
Well, she probably was going to dump me whenever I walked out because I had to get the bathroom and never came back. That was probably the big thing.
Probably. Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
You think?
But yeah, well, she lived
you think
in
that'd be it?
I live in Anderson, so it was a drive back. Probably so, yeah. But
you're making
but I
it
did
worse.
It
with each detail, you're making it worse.
Right, I'm just going to put the dirt back over me.
Right,
I'm putting
exactly.
The dirt on me, going back in my hole.
Put the shovel down.
And I'll call you next week after the Not Your Metropolitan series.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Garnet and Gold. Thank you, Garnet and Gold. You can get in 6:05.
Like we're going to forget.
That's right.
He's going to give us a week and he thinks we're going to forget.
That's right. Mr. Fender said $3,200. If I had to go in there and get that money, it would only be reported as 50 or less. And that's the hazmat suit stuff right there. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. there's no way. I'm getting all these people about laughing their A off. This is the funniest thing ever. Dexter said, I laughed my A off. Maybe it was like self-checkout at the grocery store. Get the edge of the bill in there, and it just takes it down.
What?
You know the machines like that you got to put the dollar bill in. As long as you get the edge in, the machine just sucks it down.
Oh, thank God I don't use cash.
Oh my God, we have to go to break if we're still on air.
If you don't agree with one of our hosts,
you're an idiot.
Let us know on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line at 864-654-ROAR. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Jeff, if you're still my friend, Jeff, we need some food. That's what I think about Moretti's. Every time I think about Moretti's, I'm starving automatically. If you're looking for a fat of court, I am not accepting cash bail from any of Miss Love's associates.
Oh, no way.
Clemson Phil says the powers that be have been trying to get everyone to switch to digital currency. Putting those bills back into circulation will do it. It might be. Yeah, I'm not taking those bills. Like here, Walt, you can have these bills free. $3,200. Nope. Not touching any of those bills. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing it.
When I was working at the bank, the tellers would complain that women would come in and pull money out of their bra.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and this is a million times worse.
Yeah, see, the bra,
they didn't want to take it, yeah. You know, and stuff.
How can I put this in a way that won't send Ben Milstead back into another coma?
He's back there.
the pulling the bills out of the bra thing, probably does not have the unique olfactory component.
Oh, that's gross. Not according to some of these tellers I talk to.
The 3,200. Okay, which would you rather be?
Neither one.
Okay, maybe not. But from an, I can't even imagine. The olfactory component part is the part you really don't want to think about. That's the part you really don't want to think about. Bengal John. John, good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Hey, John. Hope y'all are doing well.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you're getting a chuckle out of that. Well, I'm going to do something I've never done before.
All right.
On today's show, I'm going to try to predict my top 12 college football playoff, if you will let me.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So I got Oregon and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma in the first round, LSU and BYU. In the first round, I've got Boise State versus Utah, or Indiana, excuse me, in the first round, and SC versus Texas in the first round. LSU beats BYU, Texas beats USC, Indiana beats Boise, Oregon beats OU. Next, I've got Oregon versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame wins that.
Who got the byes?
The conference champions.
Okay, but in your case, who was that?
Notre Dame.
Well, they're not Georgia. In a conference. They can't get a bye.
Okay, excuse me. Georgia. Ohio State. Texas. Indiana.
Okay. So you got two Big Ten teams.
Correct.
Okay.
Next, I've got Oregon, Notre Dame. Notre Dame wins that. I've got Georgia, Indiana. Indiana wins that.
Wow, Notre Dame beating Oregon.
Following that, I've got LSU, Ohio State. Ohio State wins that. Following that, I've got Miami versus Texas. Texas wins that. Texas Notre Dame for the national championship. Notre Dame wins it all.
Wow. How about that? The Fighting Irish with the national championship. By the way, the Vegas likes that. Vegas, Notre Dame is a favorite. So, and the schedule will be really accommodating. And so how about that? I like it, John. It's a good job. Good effort.
Yep. I did a little studying today, Walt, and I looked at strength of schedules. And I looked at, I mean, you're right. Notre Dame doesn't. I mean, they've got a pretty easy path.
Well, Texas, again, they're going to be a 20-plus point favorite. This is sort of insane, really. They're going to be a 20 to 40 point favorite in 9 of their 12 games. A 10th game against SMU, they're favored by 18.5. And then the last two games are at Brigham Young, where they're favored by 9. And then against Miami, where they're favored by 7 at home.
I'm one of the few people that's got Brigham Young in this thing, and there's a lot of people that disagree with me based on the ones that I've looked at.
I don't. I have Brigham Young.
You notice I don't have Texas Tech in there. I didn't feel real, real comfortable about Texas Tech. But the one,
I have Texas Tech, and because if you think Notre Dame's schedule is easy, you ought to look at Texas Tech's.
That's correct. They don't have that quarterback that bet on everything and all that stuff. So
right, but I like their other quarterback, and I think they have one of the best running back rooms in the country. I think they're loaded with talent, and their schedule is such that John, their two toughest games on the year are home games against Houston and Arizona. Those are the two toughest games.
And Houston might win that game.
Well, they're 15-point underdog, but I do like Houston. I think they'll compete, and I'm not ruling out the possibility of them winning that game. But again, when your two toughest games are your 15-point favorite in both of them, and they're both at home, it's hard to see losses on that schedule.
I'll tell you the one that really, if it plays out like I've got it here, I would love to see Miami and Texas play. I don't know when the last time they played, but I think that would be a shootout. Both of those quarterbacks are really, really good.
Yeah,
Miami's got the pieces, and Texas definitely has the pieces. You know, I get it. Miami lost Bane and some other pieces, but I think Miami's still going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, the more I think about them, they're sort of in the similar situation where their schedule's really favorable. I mean, you know, they have the game at Notre Dame, and then they're going to be favored in every other game, and they're going to be a pretty significant favorite in most of them.
The thing, too, Miami, you know, when I look at this, Walt, and I'm sure you've mentioned it, but I think it's kind of like Miami and everybody else in the ACC, but I'll tell you a team that I also like. I like Louisville.
Yeah.
I think Louisville can do some damage this
year. Well, I think Louisville is the best running back room in America. I rank them 1 in my running back room. I think they have 2 of the top 5 running backs in the country. And so I think they're going to run the ball really effectively. And I think in Kienholz, they have a massive upgrade at quarterback over Moss from a year ago. So I'm really high on Louisville. I think they wind up ranked, and I think they'd be an interesting team to watch.
Thanks, Walt. I appreciate it.
That's a good job, John. Yep. Look, people can disagree with John's view all you want, but he's throwing something out there, which I think is good for conversation. And I think that matters. But I do think Texas Tech is going to be in this conversation. And we'll see how their season plays out. But I mean, that schedule is very, very, very favorable. How about that? Wow. Thank you, Texter. Texter, called, Gene Mahaffey today and had a 20-minute conversation, and she explained many things, said that she can't help him at this minute, but told him what to do and when she can. Said, awesome woman, even divulged some of her own personal issues. No one should use anyone else but her, period. By the way, first time I've ever talked to her, she felt like a longtime friend. How about that, Ramona? That's one of the greatest reviews you're ever going to hear right there. Right there. That's from Texter 940 about Jeannie Mahaffey. So it just, it doesn't get better than that. And that's exactly who, Jeannie is. You can get in if you like, 654-7627. Yeah, Notre Dame can get a bye now. I forgot they set that rule change expressly for Notre Dame, which again I think is ridiculous. But they bend over backwards for Notre Dame. And that's what we do. That's what we've done forever. So you know we'll see how that plays out. Again, unless something dramatically changes in the world, there's still no incentive for Notre Dame to ever join a conference, and there hasn't been. And I just don't think there's going to be. I think they're, again, the one thing I will say about this totality, something somebody said earlier, and I was thinking when the person brought this up earlier, that, the one thing we don't know, actually it was CD. I said, the one thing we don't know is this college football world changes on a, almost daily basis. And so what's true today might not be true tomorrow. Everything that we're thinking of is based on what the snapshot of the moment is. But that could all change if we get some congressional intervention in any of this. Ramona, they think it's funny that Congress seems like more involved in saving college football than saving America. You know what I mean?
Sounds
you have the Save America Act, which 85% of all people of every denomination favor, which is basically showing ID to vote. We can't even pass that. They're more interested in saving football than that. They can't even do their own job. And it's no wonder that they can't come up with a concise bill that targets the issues in relation to college football. Robert, I'm coming to you.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. More wall-to-wall sports. Yes! 105.5 and 97.5, the Roar.